In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question as to what to eat and what to leave alone. Every microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they all will claim us for their own. For there are germs of every kind in every food that you can find in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water's just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air. For some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug creep behind you someday. Then he'll send for his bug friends, and all your troubles they will end. For some little bug is gonna find you someday. The luscious green cucumber, it's most everybody's number, while the sweet corn has a system all its own. And that radish looks nutritious, but its behavior is quite vicious, and a doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster cooked or plain is only flirting with ptomaine, while an oyster often has a lot to say. And those clams we eat in chowder make the angels sing the louder, for they know right away. For some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug creep behind you someday. Eat that juicy sliced pineapple, and the sexton does the chapel. Oh yes, some little bug is gonna find you someday. Only say, what is it makes poor mortals fill their systems with such stuff? At breakfast, prunes are dandy if a stomach pump is handy, and a doctor can be called quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fine pig's knuckles, and the headstone cutter chuckles, while the grave digger makes a mark upon his cuff. And eat that lovely red bologna, and you'll wear a wood kimono as your relatives start packing up your stuff. They'll float us across the river Styx, or start us climbing off the Milky Way. And those meals they serve in courses mean a hearse and two black horses. So before meals, some people always pray. Luscious grapes breed appendicitis. Their juice leads to gastritis. So there's only death to greet us either. The liver's nice, but mind your friends will follow close behind you, and the papers, they will have nice things to say. Or some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat that spicy bowl of chili, on your breast will plant a lily.
Bacteria. Look, there's bacteria, bacteria,
bacteria.
You might not see them, but they're there.
Bacteria,
bacteria. Everything you touch, bacteria,
bacteria.
That's right, salmonella bacteria. But we have to watch out for bacteria that can spoil our chicken. Bacteria practically everywhere. Everywhere you look, in the kitchen, inside the cooler, in the dining area, in the restroom, on our raw chicken. And like I said, bacteria.
Bacteria.
Look, there's bacteria.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. You might not see them, but they're there.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. Everything you touch, bacteria.
Bacteria.
That's right, salmonella bacteria. Salmonella grows on raw chicken, especially old chicken. Moist foods, like our salad. Staph bacteria on the left, and strep bacteria on the right. Salmonella, Shigella, Clostridium perfringens. If you didn't wash your hands, they would become breeding grounds for bacteria.
Bacteria?
Look, there's bacteria.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. You might not see them, but they're there.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. Everything you touch, bacteria.
Bacteria.
That's right, salmonella bacteria. Fever, cramps and fever, dysentery. Fever, fever, vomiting, vomiting, chills, cramps, chills and chills and cramps. 1 square inch, 500 million salmonella bacteria.
These bacteria really sound serious.
They are when they're left unchecked, and it could mean a trip to the hospital for someone. Our customers.
Wow.
Ourselves.
All right.
Our chicken.
All right.
And our reputation.
All right, all right. You mean bacteria on me right now? Clean, clean, and then clean again.
Bacteria.
Bacteria?
Look, there's bacteria.
Bacteria.
Bacteria? You might not see them, but they're there.
Bacteria.
Bacteria. Everything you touch, bacteria.
Bacteria.
That's right. Salmonella bacteria. Salmonella bacteria. Salmonella bacteria.
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir. You want to turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man, and I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what
I took too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple of days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes a show move a whole lot faster. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, or an ulcer at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
Come here, Chris, now.
I'd rather die right now than exist until I'm old. I'd rather die right now than exist until I'm old. And I'd rather burn in hell before I think the way I'm told. There's a lot of places that I've never been. There's a whole lot of places that I've never been. I wouldn't worry about it too much, though they probably wouldn't let me in. Within myself and a reason to be kind. I wonder if there's someone who's bigger than us all. I wonder if there's someone who's greater than us all. Well, I just thought if there was, it must be that at all. Got everybody busted.
Tableau of a Bladder Operation by Marin Marais. Aspect of the Surgical Apparatus. The patient quails as he beholds it. Mounts the operating scaffold. Seized with panic, he thinks of fleeing. He reconsidereth. He is bound with cords of silk. The surgeon maketh his incision. the forceps is introduced. Hereupon the stone is brought forth. Here, as it were, one's voice faileth. The blood, it floweth. The surgeon unloosens the silken cords. And now thou art put to bed. Relief and rejoicing.
Beat could be now. Arson and disorderly conduct. Is there any other kind? Practically double during a full moon, along with suicide and, of course, an increase in your
sex drive.
And we become more sensitive to combinations of certain drugs, and overdoses are more likely to occur, along with insomnia, aggressive behavior, nymphomania, and, of course, an increase in your what, girl?
Sex drive.
That's right. Comes from the Latin word luna, you know, like in lunatic, lunacy, Looney Tunes, or like in someone who is afflicted with an overpowering increase in the
sex drive.
Lay me down and give me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I'm about to OD from this lunar penetration. The tide is coming in with a dash. Up and down, in and out.
Physiology during systole. The aortic valve is open. Physiology on diastole. The aortic valve is closed. Physiology during systole. The aortic valve is open.
Is open.
Physiology on diastole. The aortic valve is closed.
Is closed.
Physiology during systole. The aortic valve is open.
Is open.
Physiology on diastole. The aortic valve is closed.
Is closed.
Is closed. We'll be right back.
on the California beach. Relaxation! My baby's been reached. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
We'll be right back. writing the letter to mother to tell her not to worry over me. I'm writing the letter to mother to tell her I'm okay, you see. Camp Page, Korea, Sunday, October the 5th, 1975. Dear Mom, well, I guess I'll tell you all the death story of my ugly birthmark. When and how I got my birthmark off. Well, it all started when the swimming pool here was open. Every time I went down there to get a good tan, everybody would look at my birthmark. So for a while, I let it go. It really didn't bother me that much. But I kept looking at it in the mirror, and I just got so fed up with it. So one day, while I was working out, I talked to a friend of mine who happened to be an army doctor. And so I asked him about cutting off something like a birthmark on your body. And he replied that the army wouldn't do nothing like that, and that it was against army policy to ever cut something like that off your body. Well, I had told myself that there's no way of doing it, and I had to live with it. And I convinced myself to just live with my birthmark. I said, God put it on there, and so it'll stay there. Well, I went for about a week, and everybody asked me, what's that on your back? Until I got so tired of it. So I talked to a one Sergeant Joe, who told me he knows someone in Hangchang that would cut it off. Sergeant Joe is one of our Korean MPs that live here on post. And you know what? He sure can speak good English. So the next day, me and him went to the hospital. It didn't look like a hospital. And he and I talked to the doctor there. You know what? The doc knew real good English, too. He went to school in the U.S., so he knew of what I wanted. Well, he just talked to me for a while and just asked me a few questions and told me to come back the next morning at 10. The next night, I was so scared that I wasn't going to do it. But the next morning, I got up, got dressed, went ate breakfast, and boy, was I scared. I just thought that if someone found out I did it, boy, would I be in trouble. But I kept right on thinking about surprising you all when I come home and didn't have no birthmark. And I even surprised me. It was my one dream to have it off. So I went to the doc at about 10 o'clock, and he was there. We went in his office, and he talked to me a little more and looked at my birthmark a little more. Then we went into the next room, where three fine, good-looking nurses gave me a physical before going into the operating room. Then I told the doc, Doc Jams, that I wanted to be fully asleep before ever seeing a butcher knife. But seems he had other plans of his own in his mind. The nurses gave me a shot. Boy, that just about killed me. And I thought that it was to put me to sleep. So I was expecting to fall asleep. But then all of a sudden the doctor said, let's go in here. So I got up, and all I had on was my jeans. They didn't even wheel me in the operating room. And guess what? It reminded me of when I worked at Colburn's meat shop. Really, there was just a long table in the center of the room, and another doctor with this rag around his mouth. I was a-fixin' to turn and run around. But I walked to the table, and he told me to lay on my left side, so I did. First, about seven good-looking nurses came into the room. I didn't even care to look at them. All I was worrying about was that stupid guy laying on a table, meaning me. Well, the doctor put a red tracer on my back. He said he had to draw a diagram of how my skin ran. So when he sews me up, he wouldn't go as crooked as a snake. Then after he got finished playing around with the skin on my back, he said, this is going to hurt a little. I looked around, and boy, what a needle. It had to be at least 9 inches long. He stuck it right in the middle of my birthmark. See, all this time I thought I was supposed to go to sleep. But not a thing like that happened. I even tried to help myself to go to sleep, and that didn't even work. The doctor said it was to deaden the area of my birthmark, but I still felt him touch my back. Then all of a sudden I felt something running down my back, so I figured it was blood from him cutting my birthmark. Well, he pulled and he tugged, and finally something happened. the shot that he gave me was wearing off. And a couple of times, I felt him cutting my skin. And it got so bad that I balled up my fist. And so help me, if that other doctor and nurses hadn't held me down, I would have smacked him upside his face. Mom, Dad, believe me, I went through some kind of pain. After he sewed me up and wiped the blood off my back, he said I was finished. Boy, was I glad. Then I got up and I looked around me. And was I dizzy. I looked and I saw about a sheet full of blood. Not that much, but there was a lot of rags with blood. Then he picked up something out of the pan. And guess what? That's the first time I seen my birthmark in person, looking at me square in the face. And boy, was it ugly. I asked him how many stitches did it take, and he said 21. Then I walked to his office, and he told me how much. But I really didn't care, just as long as it was over. It cost me 40,000 wongs, and in American money, it would be $80. Well, I wasn't pleased with the price, but I sure didn't want him to put it back on. He then gave me an injection shot and pain pills, and I went home to Camp Page, where I went to work at 3 o'clock. The operation took 1 hour and 45 minutes, and $80 of my money. But one important thing is, it took the birthmark off. I went back for 5 days, getting bandages changed and more injection shots, which a pretty good-looking nurse gave them to me. After a week and a half, he took the stitches out, and I haven't gone there since, and I won't. Well, now it's okay, and I feel okay, too. I'll send you all a picture when I develop my film, okay? Now you all know, and I told you all, I'd come back home different, didn't I? Love to all, your son Gail. P.S. You know what, Mom? Now I'm starting to worry about the scar on my back. I'm writing a letter to Mother, to tell her not to worry over me. I'm writing a letter to Mother, to tell her I'm okay, you see.
Okay, hello there. How are you? I hope you're okay. Today we are discussing health. This is why I ask how you are. And while we're at it, could you do me a favor, turn your head and cough? Okay, that's fine. All right, we started out with Some Little Bug Is Gonna Find You Someday from Sally Rogers. Jonathan Colton, Bacteria. Travesty Limited, The Rock and Roll Doctor. Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine Guys, I'd Rather Die Right Now. Marine Marais, Tableau of a Lithotomy. Tommy Gets His Tonsils Out was The Replacement. Elvira and Full Moon. Her real name is Cassandra Peterson, and she still looks great. Somebody Anonymous, The Aortic Valve Song, Nervous Energy was Rox, R-O-X. Legendary Stardust Cowboy, Norman C. Odom. Relaxation, Happy Flowers in the Wire Brush, and The Birthmark Story from Buddy Max. And we bring up the subject of health today because we are momentarily expecting a decision from the Supreme Court about the state of health care in this country, the richest country in the world, by the way, where health care is for the rich. Let's put it that way. I also point out that it was 4 years ago this week that I received my own diagnosis of kidney cancer. And from the moment the gun went off on that, I never had such great care in my life. If I had the same insurance now for what I had with me then, I would be dead. I had good insurance then. And at the moment, I don't have any insurance. which is another problem. We're working on that. So I don't, you know, if you can pay for it, if you can, you know, spend $700-$800 a month, no problem. You'll be healthy. If not, you will die. It's as simple as that. And this is what the Supreme Corporation is trying to decide, whether we should die slowly or quickly because of poverty. And I, like a lot of you, am really fucking pissed off about it. But talk all we want, we can't do anything about it because we don't own anything except our radios and our computers. So I invite you to stick with it, listen to my little rag show here, and we'll be back in a little bit to tell you about what you heard and what you can expect in the future. So stay tuned. I'll be back.
There's a new dance sensation that's flooding the nation, done by nurses from Maine to L.A. And we sing all the louder as we wash, wipe, and powder, and our patients stay dry all the day, all the day. Ready, nurses? Hit it!
Put your knees and thighs together, let your ankles do whatever, flap your arms, what's the harm? You're doing the incontinence rag. Turn your body in a circle, every day you go to work, you'll do this dance when they wet their pants. You're doing the incontinence rag. Every evening, quarter to three, to your eyebrows, swimming in pee. The sheets and get the diapers. Oh, we're almost out of wipers. Grab a mop, take a hop, and you're doing the incontinence rag. Always calls for celebration when you catch that micturition. It really blows your eye and nose when you're doing the incontinence rag. Gosh, oh gee, and holy moly, can I please insert a Foley? It depends or attends when you're doing the incontinence rag. Every evening, quarter to four, change the linen, mop up the floor. It's more fun than even sex is with a catheter from Texas. Take it off, and when they cough, you'll be doing the incontinence rag.
Chancroids for quite a little while. I guess
my heart to NSU that lovely night in June. I ache for you, my darling, and I hope you'll get well soon. My penile warts, your herpes, my syphilitic sore, your manilial infection, how I miss you more and more. Your dobies itch my scrapbooks, our lovely gonorrhea. At least we both were lying when we said that we were clear. Our syphilitic kisses sealed the secret of our tryst. You gave me scrotal pustule with a quick flick of your wrist. Your trichovaginitis sent shivers down my spine. I got snail tracks in my anus when your spirochetes met mine.
Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal vaginitis, meningomyelitis, diplococcal kephalitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, and anterior uveitis.
I clapped out genitalia, is not so bad for me as a complete and utter failure every time I try to pee. My doctor says my buboes are the worst he's ever seen. My scrotum's painted orange and my balls are turning green. My heart is very tender, although my parts are awful raw. You might have been infected, but you never were a bore. I'm dying from your love, my love. I'm your spirochetal cloud. I've left my body to science, but I'm afraid they've turned it down.
Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal balanitis, meningomyelitis, diplococcal kephalitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, and anterior uveitis.
Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. It's our brand new wonder drug we think you'll find enticing. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. I'm the little little I'm the little I. I'm the little little I'm the little I. I'm the little little I'm the little I. The BNF has 20,000 different drugs to take, so we thought, what could we produce to give you all a break? A drug that can treat anything from leprosy to SARS, and you can give it in the mouth, IV or up the arse. It's paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. It can cure the common cold and being struck by lightning. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. We tested it on animals and none of them survived, but that's okay, cause when we wrote the paper up we lied. It's first choice for MIMS and even for ME, and COPD, HIV, PE and DVT. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. It reverses impotence and makes you good at fighting. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. There are some minor side effects and some are not that rare, like nausea, vomiting and losing all your hair, and heart attacks, becoming gay and growing extra breasts. But it's fucking cheap and hey, this is the NHS. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. Paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. There are cures for everything from AIDS to pubic lice in paracetamoxifruzi bendro neomycin. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. I'm the little, little, I'm the lie. paracetamoxifuzi, bendro, neomycin. We make it from the cerebellar cortex of a bison. After that it undergoes some polygenic splicing. Paracetamoxifuzi, bendro, neomycin. Paracetamoxifuzi, bendro, neomycin. It makes you smart as Einstein and as muscular as Tyson. It brings an end to all that pharmacology revising. Paracetamoxifuzi, bendro, neomycin. Paracetamoxifruzi, bendro, neomycin. We sell lots in Japan because it's the antidote to ricin. The Minister of Health, we hear, will shortly be advising. Take paracetamoxifruzi, bendro, neomycin.
If you are positive on the old Gram stain, then you are one of the bugs that I can name. Let's say you aspire to cocci fame. I will start with the Streptoaim group A, beta hemolytic. Please, it may be strep pyogenes. Group B is beta hemolytic. Hey, it may be agalactiae. Group D, bovis equinus, the joy. Enterofecalis faecium, who boy. If you don't have a single lance on you and you're alpha hemolytic, 2 viridin strep just might be your cue. Or strep pneumonia, whew. But if you contain lovely catalase, then you are of the Staphylococcus race. RAS is the one with coagulase. C and S have to hold their place. Onto the rods do you form us, poor bacillus. Anthrax knows the score. Be serious, do you need some more? Clostridium is here. Botulinum and old tetany. Perfringens and difficile won't let me be. Do you not form a spore? Oh, wait, no, duh. You could be corny diphtheria. Either that or the listeria. Positive gram bacteria.
Hey, everyone, listen up your attention, if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Chili. Nutrient pests and give your laundry static clean. It's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out! Erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out! Erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert! You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain feel off your walls. Keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in Euro Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clocks back an hour and start clogging the shower. So just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Reggie, even mess up the pH balance in your pool. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play Jethro Tull.
Look out!
And tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rift in time and space, and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place.
That's right, it's a virus alert.
You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Message on to everybody.
Virus alert.
Eat immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected, you'll wish you had never been born. So before it emails your grandma, computer and make sure it powers down. Drop it in a 43-foot hole. send us to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now.
What are you waiting for? Just hurry up and forward this to every single person that you know. Hit send right now.
Golly, Betty. Not tonight.
Gee, Bob, what's wrong?
Betty, it's your ears.
Oh, no!
Dreaded ear odor.
But I use a cotton swab.
Swabbing just isn't enough. What you need is Dr. Schill's ear spray.
Ear spray, huh? You use it?
Every morning. Helps keep me feeling fresher for hours. Here, try some.
It tickles.
Dr. Schill's ear spray cuts through excess earwax and its odor fast, like molten lava cuts through a jungle village. Contains nucleodiperaffin oxide 31. Will not harm the ozone. And now in regular or new spearmint.
Gee, Betty, you're a swell. Let's get married.
Dr. Schill's, solving problems as fast as we make them.
Yeah.
I am the very model of a diuretic full of pride. I am CA inhibitor just like acetazolamide. My mannitol's osmotic and I'm hydrochlorothiazide. Down in the loop I block the largest channel like furosemide. And if you need potassium spread, look no further away than me. I am a Millerite, spironolactone, and triamterene. Hot damn, I rule. If you're not peeing now, then you can say I lied. I am the very model of a diuretic full of pride.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose job.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
She got a nose job. She got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job. She got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had a boy to walk her home. She never had a boy who cared. But now she's never left alone since she had her schnoz repaired. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. She never had no one to taste her kiss. Her future looked mighty bleak. But now she's on every guy's list since she overhauled her beak. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town. Well, I know someday I'm gonna marry her, 'cause I love her, yes I do. And the kids we have, we know for sure, they're gonna all get nose jobs too. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. It's now turned up instead of hanging down. She got a nose job, she got a nose job. And now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Now she's the prettiest gal in town.
Nose job.
Lesson number 3. Next comes the chair kick. Hold on to the back of a chair with your right hand. Get a straight chair. Pull it out in the middle of the room there. Get set to kick forward with your right foot at the count of 1, just as high and far as you can. The count of 2, kick your leg down and way back, far as it'll go. Deep breath. Ready. 1, 2, forward, back, forward, back. 1, 2, forward, back. 1, 2, 1, 2, forward, back. 1, 2, forward, back. 1, 2, forward, back. 1, 2, forward, back. 1, 2, 1, 2. Left foot now. The other foot, please. Forward and back. La, 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 la. Forward, back. Keep going, forward and back. 1, 2, 1, 2. Forward and back. Forward, back. La, 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 la. Forward, back. 1, 2, and hold. And here's the next movement. Yes, it's the circle. Arms extended sideways, level with your shoulders. There's your starting position. Double your fists up firmly. Describe a great big circle with your hands as though you might be jumping rope. You're not jumping, but your arms are going round and round in a big circle. Deep breath. Ready. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Circle. Circle. 1, 2, 1, 2. Circle. Circle. 1, 2, 1, 2. Circle. Circle. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. The other way now, down
the other way. Hey, hey, round the other way. That's the idea. Great big circle, round you go. Round and round, round you go. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
And hold everything. And here's the next movement. Here's a fast one. Arms folded tightly across your chest. Get ready for the treading movement. Right foot forward, one full step. Raise your weight up there on the ball of your feet. Then with a little jump, reverse yourself by bringing the left foot forward and the right foot backward at the same time. Alternate right and left. Deep breath. Ready. One, two, 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 one, two,
check it out, see what they thought. They took an x-ray. They found this weird little thing floating around in there, but they said that shouldn't really account for whatever's bothering me. So they loaded me up with antibiotics and painkillers and sent me home. So that's where I am now, waiting for the painkillers to wear off. So, well, what can I tell you? By now, you may already know what the Supreme Court said about health care. I don't have any faith in those guys. I just really don't. I think that they are isolated and up on their little pedestal, and they don't know really what anybody is doing in the real world. So they just listen to their bosses, whoever their bosses are, the faceless guys up at the top of the 1%. So, no, I have no faith in those cocksuckers at all. So we'll come back next week if we're all still alive, and we'll have another show about some more silly stuff trying to cheer you up. In the meanwhile, here's a couple of mystery tunes to bring you right down. I'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I said dead than wet my bed. Rather be gone than carry on. I'd rather go away than feel this way. Oh, I'd rather be.
be there where you haven't got a care, and you're better off dead, though it doesn't seem fair. Nice to be alive, but when the dream comes true,